All right, Father, thank you for this day in Jesus' mighty name. So, meek. This definition is the one I consider best so far. Control power. The meek shall inherit the earth. And I think it's scoop. But where is your mind? Where is your heart? Is it tilled? Is the ground hard? Is Holy Spirit flow? Let them know. Let us all know. Show us good. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your name as we take up our cross. As we humble ourselves under your mighty hand. Because in due time you will lift us up. Amen. Can someone come into agreement? In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift up this recording to you. I ask that you protect this seed. Bless everyone that hears this, past, present, or future, because there's no distance in the spirit. Send legions of angels out to protect them. Kingdom military, it's all Jesus. The battle is the Lord's. My king fought for me, leaving eternity and leaving his kingdom. The Son made the Christ legal. Claim 16, we're going to jump into this book real quick. I, Jesus, thank you, Father. Man, I want to finish it. Thank you, Father, for redeeming the time. Thank you that you are greater. My God is better. My God is stronger. My God is higher than any other. Okay, Jesus claimed that anyone who believed in him would have eternal life. John 3, 14 and 15 quotes Jesus as linking belief in him by his followers to their attaining eternal life. In his discussion with Nicodemus, quoted in this previous point, Jesus continues talking about eternal life. So, let's look at this previous point first. John 3:13 quotes Jesus in a conversation with Nicodemus as claiming that Jesus came from heaven and that he was also at that present time coexisting there. Notice how, in keeping with his tendency to use the third person rather than the first person when talking about his divine attributes, Jesus calls himself the Son of Man. He tells Nicodemus, no one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. The only way this statement could have been ontologically valid, the way this statement could have any ontological validity would be if Jesus were claiming to be in two places at once. Alright, calm down. This is an obvious claim on the part of Jesus that he is omnipresent and an attribute possible only for God himself. Woo! Holy Spirit, thank you. So, now we're going to move on to look at these facts. Jesus claimed that anyone who believed in him would have eternal life. By faith, Father, I receive it, knowing you, the one and only true God of Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Give us knowledge, understanding, as we seek first the kingdom of heaven and your righteousness. Okay, we're going to bounce back to this. Okay, spiritual growth, justified, justification. Here's some phases of spiritual growth. Justification, sanctification, glorification. Just like Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, to the destination where? Back up in the Father's presence, our original state of grace. Amen. It's all Jesus. Spiritual growth. Justified like I never committed a crime. Set apart is the definition of sanctified. And we're set apart for the Father by faith in Jesus Christ. Glorified. Bringing to light the incomprehensible administration of the mystery. Administration of the grace of God in the name of Jesus. Give us revelation, discernment. Give us understanding of your kingdom and your righteousness. As we learn to listen, give us wisdom to apply the fact that it's line upon line. Step one, seek first the kingdom of heaven. Precept upon precept, the Father's righteousness. Step two, and all things will be added. These are the things you need to know. We are fellow heirs, the rules and regulations. regulations, inheritance, stipulations of the grace covenant, contingent on the children, fellow partakers of his promise in Christ Jesus, revealed through the good news of which I became one who ministers according to the gift of grace. Ooh, the grace of my Father, it's all Jesus. Amen. Salvation by grace through faith, and it's not of ourselves or of works. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. And if you do any boasting, it should be in the fact that you know Jeremiah 9:24. Holy Spirit flow. Let them that boast, my daddy says, boast in this, that they understand and know me. That's my Father, that's my Abba, that who exercises loving kindness, mercy, and judgment in the earth, for in these things is his pleasure. Have mercy upon me, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. Okay. I thank you for the evidence of your word, that your word is law. Okay, let's continue. John 3:14 and 15 quotes Jesus as linking belief in him by his followers to their attaining eternal life. In his discussion with Nicodemus quoted above in our previous point, Jesus continues talking about eternal life. Just as Moses, he says in verse 14, this is John 3:14 and 15. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him would have eternal life. The reader will notice in examining this statement that in keeping with his tendency to use the third person rather than the first person when talking about his divine attributes, Jesus continues to refer to himself as the Son of Man. Within the context of this single sentence, Jesus is defining the action of believing in Jesus as meaning to be looking to Jesus. We make this conclusion about what Jesus means by the term believing in him, not by any wild leap of imagination, but rather by noting the appeal by Jesus to an evident record in Numbers 21:4 through 9, where an incident of rebellion by Israel in the wilderness is recounted. Woo! Thank you, Lord. This is too much. It's incomprehensible to us mortal forms that grow weak and weary, decaying daily, due to the curse that passed down from the beginning. The weak and beggarly elements of this sin-corrupted world. Lord, thank you. Okay, Numbers 21, verses 4 through 9. In response, the Lord sent poisonous serpents among the people to bite them. As a result, many people of Israel died. Then the people approached Moses and admitted, "We sinned by speaking against the Lord and you. Pray to the Lord that he'll remove the serpents from us." So Moses prayed in behalf of the people. Then the Lord instructed Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent out of brass and fasten it to a pole. Anyone who has been bitten and who looks at it will live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and fastened it to a pole. If a person who had been bitten by a poisonous serpent looked at the serpent, he lived. So in his discussion with Nicodemus, Jesus makes the astounding claim that just as all the ancient Israelites had to do to be healed from the rebellion against God was to look toward a bronze image of the snake, so also all anyone had to do to be delivered from their own rebellion against God was to look toward himself, Jesus. Woo. Now at this point in our examination of the remarkable claims that Jesus made about himself, it would be appropriate to discuss for a moment what else besides looking to him that Jesus was connoting by using the term believe in to describe his followers. Relationship with him. Oh, let me repeat that. Now, at this point in our examination of the remarkable claims that Jesus made about himself, it would be appropriate to discuss for a moment what else besides looking to him that Jesus was connoting by using the term believe in to describe his followers' relationship with him. Amen. It's obvious by examining the use of this verb in the New Testament that the term does not mean merely intellectual assent to the truth of something. He's not talking about believing that something is true, such as believing a doctrine or a fact. The Greek phrase pistuin ice means to believe into. I'm going to have to look that up, how to pronounce it. Pistuin ice means to believe into. That is to place a personal, no holds barred, lifelong commitment to obedience and fealty that was more properly demonstrated by obedience to the first commandment, which as quoted in Exodus 22:3 reads as follows. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You are to have no other gods besides me. To sum up, when Jesus talked about believing in him, he was demanding that his followers place the very same trust in him that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and all of the men and women who lived in ancient Israel placed in the living God. But then again, as we noted earlier, one of the remarkable claims Jesus made about himself was that he was the God who spoke to and appeared before ancient Israel. Bubble dog, upside, yo. Stenchful essence, tainted and toxic, calling for powers of these Mothonic doctrines. We all as sheep have wandered away. We all are led astray daily. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for nothing but the blood of Jesus washes my sins away, past, present, and future. Not only to up to one when I believe, but the ones I'ma continue to stumble through daily. Amen. Holy Spirit, flow, let them know. Over and over again. You are my Father, I am the clay. You are my Potter, I am the work of your hands. Marvelous. Right? Holy Spirit, help us mature in Christ and understand our given rights acquired. Christ edified. Rewind one step of the process back to the fact that it's all Jesus, the Son, that made the Christ legal so we could be brought back to our original state of grace. The beloved that the Father is well pleased with. Resist the devil and he will flee. Holy Spirit, help us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of our Father, that in due time he'll lift us up. Magnificent inheritance, exalted children, abundant life, common kingdom wealth, stipulations of the grace covenant, contingent upon the word of God. My Father's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Obedience, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. Holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. James 2:19, read it. See that I don't believe that the Bible is the word of God. It's my Father's will. I am the clay. He is my potter. I am the work of his hands. I know the Bible is my Father's will. My Father's word, magnificent. I'm magnificent, crushed, molded over and over, purged in the burning, fiery furnace of my Father's presence. Self-sacrificial in nature, that leaves the 99 just for me. The Almighty King left eternity, surrendering dominion, legally faithful to his citizens, his children, supplying all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. By his Spirit made legal, by the Son fully meeting the demands of the Father's will, the terms and conditions, held accountable to we are held accountable to receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ to set the captives of Satan free, to rest eternally, intimately, graciously nourished, embraced by the Father, Lord of heaven and earth. Disturbing the faithful fig leaves of rebellion, held accountable by the indisputable, irrefutable, incomprehensible, supernatural intervention of the Father, who has delivered me from the powers of darkness. We've been delivered from the powers of darkness and translated. And thank you, Father, that he translated the message, interpreting. An advocate, even that takes the sentence of the citizen, representing, legally fulfilling the fulfilling order in the court. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, my dominion. Amen. Can someone come into an agreement? Thank you, Father, for this day. Jesus, thank you for your body that was broken and your blood that was shed by faith. Today, I break this bread. This is digital communion. It's up to you to sit down and eat. It's time to feast. Amen. Do you come into agreement?